Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:52, and what a strange morning it has already been. We woke up to the news that there is said to be a ceasefire, which was followed by six barrages of ballistic missiles fired at Israeli civilians. So what on earth is really going on there? And how is this being processed? Eve Harrow is a speaker and a veteran Israeli podcaster. Eve, good morning. How are you? Well, how are you, actually?
It's been quite the morning. I've been up already for 3 hours. We had a barrage of missiles early this morning, and we went to sleep last night. We had no idea that there was any kind of ceasefire in the offing, and then got the missiles and then looked at the news and saw that this is how they were kicking off the ceasefire. And unfortunately, people in Israel have been killed. There was a direct hit in Be'er Sheva. We don't yet have all the details. Of course, the rescue forces here come out immediately, even while the missiles are falling, to see whom they can help. So it's a very strange feeling here. On the one hand, there is the obvious fear when you hear sirens and you grab your granddaughter and run into the, which is what I'm doing, and go into the safe room. On the other hand, there's a tremendous feeling that this country is doing everything they can to protect us, everything. And not only that, but tremendous feelings of miracles as well. Because with all the tonnage of ballistic missiles that have been shot at us just in the last few days, they're trying to kill hundreds and thousands of people. And thank God they haven't reached those numbers. And so there's really a sense of some kind of divine protection. I can't even explain it. But at the same time, tremendous numbers of people who were doing everything they can to stop this.
Which is maybe because we keep seeing these images of Tel Aviv, people on the beachfront, and then people in bomb shelters, whether they are continuing to play soccer, football, or sing. And then we saw the ones on Friday night when you have a religious family sitting and singing Shalom Aleichem, and other people there then just joining in. Like, you look at that and you think, this is a mad country. There's something not normal about this.
I agree with you. I said to someone the other day, this is an insane asylum and the inmates are running it. But we don't want to live like this, obviously. Yeah. Like, I'm a tour guide. I had a summer full of plans. Supposed to go to the States on Saturday night and speak. I was invited to a few different places in the United States to speak. I can't leave now. Even if the flight is going out, how can I leave my country right now? And there's people, as you know, trying to get back here. So it's a really crazy situation, but there's a sense here that we're on the verge of something new, that hopefully the Iranian threat that's been looming over for now 30 decades has been quieted, not clear yet if that's actually happened, and that maybe we can climb out of that constant concern and really come to something new. And there is a very vibrant population here, people who really just want to do good, want to make the world a better place. You know, the food is phenomenal, the archaeology, everything. We have so much to offer both within the country and without, and we just want to move on. But we are living in a region of fanatical jihadists for whom death has become the goal, and taking as many people with them as they can. And we really feel like we're on the front line of the world. And even you've had people, you know, even from Europe, which has just been even wimpier than usual, if I may say so, and letting Israel do all the heavy lifting here, which also protects them. And, you know, very grateful to President Trump for what he did a few days ago. We hope it's enough.
Well, that was going to be my question. The fact that Iran is continuing to send these missiles over, maybe it's the last hurrah, who knows? But it also signifies the fact that they're still making those decisions. They still have some capabilities to do damage. And who are we kidding? Are they really?
We have to understand
doesn't mean
their
peace.
Mentality. Look, there was this whole you know, charade yesterday of them shooting missiles, letting the United States know, because a lot of this is about humility and shame and honor, which the Westerners really don't understand the Arab mentality. They really don't. So they had to do this to show, because of course they'd been humiliated, that they could still strike back. But they didn't really want to get anybody angry because they saw the might of the United States, and they don't want to deal with that too much. And Qatar is just playing a double game. And it's just, the whole thing is so disgusting. I mean, it's really, it shows, unfortunately, the worst of people outside of this country in many regards. And we just have to put an end to this. The Western world can't live like this. And if we want to, if the Westerner countries want to be fooled again, they have every opportunity to be, to say, oh, okay, it's over now. But as you just said, Iran, this is still what they're all about. They have spent, just imagine how much money has been spent on weapons of destruction. If they had only poured that into their economy and their education and their country and their tourism, what a different Middle East it will be, but would be. But between it's, them and their proxies, look what they've done.
It's so interesting because any image we see of Tehran now, I look at it and think, that looks really so, it actually looks like an incredible place. I'd love to go and visit. But
I would love to go.
It just seems
Tehran,
so interesting.
To Baghdad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as a tour guide and a, you know, someone who loves history and studies ancient civilizations, I mean, it doesn't get any better than the Tigris and the Euphrates.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and Babylon. And I would so love to see these places. But that doesn't seem to be happening in the near future. It's just very sad that they've taken all their oil wealth and they've just made the world a worse place. It was a choice that they had. We all have choices we can make as individuals and as countries. And they've chosen to do this. And I hope most of their people don't feel like this. That's what it seems like. That if there's a different regime, it'll be a different country.
But yet on that, there's a little bit of disappointment there. And then I think that, I assumed that there was going to be support from the ground. But perhaps people are so traumatized there and so beaten that they're still nervous to do that.
I don't think it's been so simple. Also, I'm not quite sure that everybody is against the regime. You know, I was led to believe for many years that it was the Persian people are wonderful people and they've been taken over by the mullahs. And the Persian people are wonderful people. But some of them also agree with the mullahs. And even those who don't are very conservative Muslims in the small C. They don't like being told what to do, but they certainly don't want their country turning into a little America. And I have to say, and of course I grew up in, and I lived a good part of my life in the United States, I kind of see that point in the sense of America seems to be spiraling out of control as well. So, you know, maybe we can find a middle ground. And that's what I think Israelis feel that we have found, that we have a society that's based on tremendous connection, tremendous community and family connection. We have the highest birth rate in the Western world. I myself have 7 children. And we just really believe in the future and we're happy. And we just want things to be good for everyone, not just for us. And I think that's why people are drawn to Israel, even when it looks like such chaos now.
Yeah. But just,
there's something very deep and very real. Like when a missile falls in a neighborhood and all the storefronts are blown out, there's no looting and nobody runs to take anything. People come to help one another to rebuild.
And you almost take that for granted. Eve, I do need to leave it there. We need to go to news headlines. Eve Harrow, speaker and Israeli podcaster, tour guide, chatting to us about Israel this morning.